report. There's still nothing there on best practices. The goal was to try to get something to Ross yesterday by close of business on practices. I don't know that that was done. My sense is it probably was. I'm working on a draft of some best practices to submit, but they won't be ready for a while. And I don't know, did anybody else get anything to Ross on that? Is that a resounding no?
Yeah, I think that's a no.
This is Brian. I checked in with him last night because I knew he was going to hang me out to dry one of these days and put me on the spot on the call. He hadn't received anything as the time I talked to him, so I really can't report anything substantively on that front, unfortunately.
Okay, well, that's, I suppose that's not surprising. We didn't have a whole lot of time to do that. This preliminary report is due May 6th. Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe what we can do is, why don't we give ourselves until a week from today to get the best practices to Ross, and then maybe what he can do is incorporate it in this draft, which we can circulate to the our various constituencies on the 23rd. And that way, at that point, we'll have something we can talk about, and that'll give us a couple of weeks to get it in shape before the 6th deadline. Does that make sense to people? Okay. Sarah, did the business constituency submit a statement yet?
There's a call, actually, at 11 to talk about that issue. So, yes, we have something, and it's almost ready to go.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Brian?
Yes.
It's Ken Stubbs. Hopefully you received the draft of the registry constituency statement.
We did. I think everybody got that this morning, Ken. We were just talking about best practices, and I think last week everyone was going to try to get some best practices to Ross by yesterday. That hasn't happened. I don't believe anybody was able to get anything to him. I'm working on that will likely be include some aspects of best practices. So why don't we kick that deadline back until next Wednesday, try to get that to Ross, and then he can circulate it in the next draft by Friday the 23rd, and then we can sort of have something to talk about the following Wednesday, and then try to finalize the preliminary report.
Hey, Brian, just a question, and there may have been discussion last week. I apologize if there was, but was there any discussion about reconciling draft best practices with the statement in the draft report that says that the task force has not collected enough data to say exactly? I think it's on page 8. But it says effectively the task force has not collected enough sufficient information to reach any conclusions regarding best practices. How are we going to characterize the best practices draft that comes into this document?
Well, I guess we'll have to characterize it. I mean, A, we're going to disclose that the survey was, didn't yield any significant number of responses, and therefore we don't really have any data on which to construct best practices. What we'll do is just characterize what we come up with as the ideas from the task force about some best practices to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that we don't have a consensus on some of these.
This is Barbara. I would suggest that we put it in the form of recommendations on best practice, not a statement about best current practice, because we don't actually have enough data to make.
Sure. I mean, yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, obviously we'll have to do that. But I think we'll just come up with some ideas and get them out there for consideration. Hopefully we'll get a consensus on some of these. Not, then, we'll just report that we didn't. And, I do think that one possible recommendation from all of this is to actually get the data somehow and think of a way about how to do that. I just got an inquiry yesterday. The INTA is working on getting some companies to respond to the survey, but of course these companies, like all the other ones, have raised the confidentiality concern. And, you know, we tried to that we these responses would be held confidential and only seen by the task force members. But, you know, that's a problem that is, you know, apparently quite pervasive in trying to get these responses. So I think let's just come up with the ideas that we're able to generate among ourselves and get those to Ross by next Wednesday. We can fold those into a revised draft for the following Friday, and then we can talk about that day and see what we can put together for the preliminary report. Anybody else have any ideas about a different way to proceed or better way to proceed? Because I do think we need to have something in there about recommendations, practices, indicating that they're not, you know, they're not based on the data. We have no data. But let's at least get some ideas out there so that we can make at least some progress process. And I guess at this point we could also get to Ross any comments on the current draft so that those can be incorporated into as we progress toward a draft to circulate to the So Wednesday the 21st will be the deadline for submission of best practices to Ross so he can include those in the preliminary report.
Brian, can I ask a real quick question to Ross there?
Ross isn't here, but why don't you ask away?
Maybe someone else might know. I apologize because I can't find the draft real quickly here. Is there any references in the draft to the IRIS CRISP work that's being done right now?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
I mean, that may prove the basis for a good discussion of future best practice. You know, but right now, I don't think it's
At
a stage.
Yeah. Is there any available work product from that work, Ken, at this point in time?
Well, I think they're quite a ways down the road on it, and that's the one addition that will probably go into the registry position, and that is that we take a very close look at being able to use that effectively in the future to help with some of the various issues that will be popping up that are spread through all the task forces. Understanding that this is only a methodology, is not a policy document, but rather an implementation methodology in the future. That's all.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. But in any event, why don't we, I think at this point, until we have some best practices, recommendations, a lot that we can do, we shoot to get those together and get them to Ross by next Wednesday, fold them in and recirculate a draft on that, and then we can, the following Wednesday, we'll have a substantive call to see whether we have any consensus on any of these recommended practices or, you know, whether we're just putting them out there as some options for people to consider. Anything else? Let me ask you, do people think they're going to be in a position to get anything to Ross by next Wednesday?
It doesn't sound like a resounding yet, Brian, I have to tell you.
Why is that? I mean, Are the constituencies unwilling to submit some ideas about best practices to the for purposes of this report?
I don't know if there's a yes or no answer to that on the registrar side. I mean, you know, we can speak for Network Solutions can give some inputs to Ross. I can't speak for the other registrars, so I can't speak to the constituency as a whole.
Right. What about in purposes of this report? I mean, because you know. I mean, we can put some ideas out there, and I think it's probably worth coming to some consensus on at least some basic aspects of you know, things we could do to throw the X-shoes. But it would be useful if we substantive to include in the report. Otherwise, we're just kind of spinning our wheels here, and it's not terribly productive. What about the constituency, Sarah? Are you guys going to be able to put something together in terms of some recommendations?
I will ask. I'm going to actually hop off our call in 15 minutes, so I'm going to put that on, see whether we can pull some together.
Okay. All right, and I'll see what I can get from the IPC along those lines.
I broached that today, Brian, in the registered constituency, but I think we were more focused on making sure that we had a constituency position we were comfortable with in terms of the public contribution. And there's so many distractions right now, it's hard to get to them. Also, we feel that, for all intents and purposes, the registrars are the ones who really live on a day-to-day basis with the end product. So we're looking more to them as to what they feel is the most practical approach to use, as opposed to trying to, I won't use the word impose, but, you know, I think you understand where we're coming from there.
Right. Okay, well, let's see what we can get to Ross by next Wednesday, and then we'll take it from there. I mean, if we come out where we don't have any recommendations, then we'll simply indicate, I guess we'll have to indicate that the survey was unsuccessful because people didn't want to respond, and that we don't really have any substantive recommendations, which would be a, I think we should be able to come up with something. Let's see what we can do. I'd prefer to have at least some recommendations about going forward. And maybe that's another aspect of it, what some next steps might be in terms of how to advance the ball on these issues. But shoot for next Wednesday to get something for Ross, and then we'll talk further after that. And unless anybody has anything further, why don't we reconvene next Wednesday?
Very good.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.